not come to judge the world, I've come to save the world. But he will also play the role of judge. And when he plays the role of judge, he will be the one whom they meet, and who will mete out that justice that we talked about at the very beginning of our class. Because God's character is consistent. It's just, but it is consistent. It doesn't say one thing and do another. It doesn't say that evil deserves punishment and wrath and then not deliver on that. That's not a happy thought, but it is a truthful one. And therefore, people should be warned against perishing, against being victims of that judgment when it comes. That's a sobering thought. Sinners in the hands of an angry God, angry against evil. Please always bear that in mind. Not against people, but against evil. And that's not something that anyone should have to face. Thank God, there is therefore now no final condemning judgment, Romans 8:1, to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. No final condemning judgment. Free at last, thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. That's the hopefulness of the believer. No judgment, no final condemning judgment, no being trampled out in the winepress of his final judgment. Hallelujah. Let's go.